Anyone enjoy vacuuming? Yeah? Anyone enjoy ironing? I had to do that this morning, so I actually had a shirt to wear. Look at this. This hasn't been vacuumed for a while, I don't think. Oh. Okay. Do you reckon if I left that sitting there for the next few days on, will it work?
No.
No? Why not? He'd run out of power? What if I didn't leave it on? What if I just left it like this and didn't turn him on? Would it still run out of power? Yeah, possibly. I don't know how good a vacuum cleaner it is, actually. I haven't tested that. Maybe we do that and see what happens. You see, I don't know about you, but I can run out of power pretty quickly. You know, if I decide to get up early in the morning and I've stayed up late at night, the power won't necessarily be there in me. I'll have stayed up too long. Anyone else ever done that? Yeah? Yep. It's fairly constant in my life, actually. I keep telling myself I need to go to bed early and then I find something else to watch or do, something funny to see on Facebook or something. You see, there's a whole bunch of different things that we often try and find power in. We need power for all these electrical equipments now. Now, if we had a power outage right now, we'd be slightly in a darker room. We've got some beautiful sunshine, so it wouldn't be too bad. We wouldn't be able to see anything up on the screen, which some people might say is a good or bad thing. You wouldn't necessarily be able to hear me.
Although I do have a fairly loud voice, so I don't always need a microphone.
We did the World Day of Prayer on Friday. It was Friday. That's all right. It was only 2 days ago. Feels like a lifetime ago in some ways. And I had a couple of the ladies come up to me and go, "Oh, Kelly, I wish you were in our church. I can actually hear you." And I'm like, I don't know if everyone always thinks that, but that's okay, which is fine. You see, we don't always realize how much power we have. We don't always realise how much power we have, particularly if we are a Christian. If we've already accepted Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, we have power beyond what we could ever imagine. Now, I'm not talking about power that is a Donald Trump kind of power. Thank goodness, most of us, although we possibly do want that kind of power to knock him out of office, but you know what I mean. Like, we don't necessarily have power for politics. We don't have power so that we can rule over others. We don't actually want or have power, hopefully, to make people be smaller or do what we want. Although as parents, we often do that as well, right? You want them to do something, you say, "Hey, go do this," and they just go do it. Is that right? Guys, Brian, Cherie, do they do whatever you ask because you're the parent and they have power? It's not right, is it? That's not what happens, all right? You ask someone to do something and they're more likely to turn around now and go, "Why? Why?" It's not always a bad thing to question that, actually, depending on what the thing is that they're asking you to do. But sometimes it's a good thing to ask. And the power that we have as a Christian goes beyond what we could ever truly comprehend. But I want to touch on it a little bit this morning. The verses I want us to look at today are from Ephesians chapter 4. So if you've got a Bible, I encourage you to open it up. If it's on your phone, get into your app or whatever. You'll find it there, Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. And this is from the New Living Translation. I'm going to read from that one first, and then we'll tackle a couple of the others. "However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. This is why the scripture says, when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people." Notice that it says he ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended into our lowly world. And the same who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens so that he might fill the entire universe with himself. Does that make any sense to anybody? A little, maybe? I had to reread it a few times to try and get what it was actually trying to say to me. Let me give you a tip. The first gift that we hear about that Paul talks about with Jesus is grace. We are given grace. Now, I don't deserve grace, and neither do you. And I'm not talking about grace before a meal. I'm not talking about a person. I'm meaning a grace that actually says, you don't deserve it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Free will, life, the opportunities to actually have something that we don't deserve. You see, I don't deserve the love from anyone because I hurt people, right? I hurt people. I say things that I don't mean. I say things sometimes that I do mean, and it hurts people, right? It's what we do. There are times where there are things that we just as human beings don't deserve grace. But that is a gift, and that is a gift that is talked about in that passage. The second gift is what Paul was talking about, is in that he's ascended and descended and rah, rah, rah. And we could go into a lot of depth on that. But ultimately, it's saying that Jesus Christ is actually the best gift. He is the gift. He's the one who has ascended. So he's come from heaven down to earth. We sing songs about it. We look at it at Christmas. We look at it at Easter. Hopefully we think about it more than just those few times in the year. Because not only did he descend to earth for you and me as a baby. We know, you know, the nativity, silent night, holy night. Oh, I still don't get how he was silent, but anyway. I'm not silent. I'm sure I wasn't as a kid. If anyone's ever had a newborn baby, you know they are not silent. They need to wake you up. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. But he descended down to earth as a baby. He lived for 33 odd years. He then dies on a cross. We're coming up to the Easter period. We're looking at the cross. And the reason why Jesus died is so you and I can have grace and forgiveness. They're the gifts that he has given us. But then he ascends, and this is where it gets interesting. He ascends back up to heaven after 40 days of having been dead and buried and rises again. It's actually the resurrection power, the Holy Spirit power through the resurrection that you and I have. That's what you and I have as a Christian. Right? Because when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you actually look at the cross and go, oh my goodness, someone who I have never met from thousands of years ago actually came and paid the price for all the stuff-ups that I do, for all the things that I say that are wrong, for all the nastiness that happens in the world, that someone died on a cross for me. We are then given his power. And his power is not only a healing power, it's not only a forgiving power, it's not only a turning water into wine, although in the Salvation Army we don't tend to encourage that, but you know. there is this power that we are actually given. And it's a resurrection power. It's a resurrection power that says, actually, you don't need to stay stuck in the things that are holding you down. You don't need to stay stuck in the things that are holding you down. You don't need to. It's one of the reasons why we love being able to do our Bridge Residential Program and recovery, because we don't have to stay stuck. We don't. I don't have to keep eating the chocolate, but I do. I don't have to stay up till midnight watching TV, but I do. You see, the power we often get confused with. I found a bargain at the Reject Shop a few weeks ago, what I thought was a bargain. Read the fine print, just saying. I have a really sad-looking cord that is meant to charge my phone and my iPad, So I'm like, you know what? I know I need a new cord. And I came across this packet, it was a really good deal, that had three cords in it for $5. I'm like, wow, that is so good. So I bought it. As you do, $5, who cares? I get it home, I chuck it, you know, USB, they fit everything. So I chuck it in the end of the power thing, and then I get this end, and I'm like, well, you look the same. Go to put it in the phone. Apparently there are two different types, right? Who knew? I didn't know this. I don't use anything other than Apple, apparently. So I'm sitting there going, why are you not going in my phone? And Andrew looks at me and he says, it's a lightning cable. I'm like, what? Like, lightning comes from heaven, right? It just, you know, scatters around and all this stuff. I'm clearly not technically minded. But it turns out that you can actually have the wrong kind of power or the wrong kind of cord that we can plug in with, right? So my son has been able to use it because he's got a calculator at least that needs it and a few other things. But it's been a bit of a pain because now I still need to go back and find another cord because I still can't, like I can charge my phone and stuff, but it's, you can see the wires and it's not good. Even I know that. So we've got to be careful with where we think the power is actually coming from. You see, sometimes we look at people and go, you know what, I want to be like them. So for those of you who have been a Christian for a while or have even heard about some famous Christian people, because there are a few around, you've got people like Billy Graham or even a newer person, Rick Warren. You could even think of, you know, John or Charles Wesley, William Booth. If you're a musical person, it could be Darlene Sheck or a few others, Matt Redman, you name it. Maybe that's who we want to try and be like. Maybe we sit back and we think, actually, these people are really powerful in how they speak and what they say and what they do because, well, they're an extrovert and they love talking to people and they're really good at saying this and that and I could never do that. You know, I could never get up and say anything in front of anyone. I could never be ordained, as Andrew mentioned earlier, that the Salvation Army brought in women and men in ministry together. I could never do that. You know, I'm not smart enough. I'm not rich enough. I'm not powerful enough. I'm not extroverted enough. I'm not pretty enough. There's a song about that. There are so many things that we can use as a bit of an excuse. And yet God actually uses anyone. You see, when we look at the story of Jesus, and we don't naturally have the time to do that, but there are so many stories in the few books in the Bible that actually talk about Jesus specifically and what he did on earth, that we actually come across him telling off the intellectual people of the day because they were missing what God was trying to do. He was saying to the rich people, you're ignoring the poor people. He was saying to the people who actually thought they had it all together, the people who always tried to look right, the Pharisees, the people who actually helped hang Jesus on the cross, by the way, he kept saying to these people, you're looking great on the outside, but on the inside, you're dead. You're not doing anything. You're not actually living what God would ask. They would say that they loved God, that they followed God, but they didn't have the power of God in them. They didn't have the Holy Spirit already living in them. They didn't accept what Jesus was saying to them. Instead, they were living the way they thought they could. That would earn brownie points effectively into heaven. And that's not how it works. You could come to church every Sunday. In fact, you could even be ordained and become a minister, pastor, officer. You pick it. You could be a head person in the church. You could do anything along those lines. Doesn't guarantee that we're actually a Christian, right? Doesn't guarantee you're a Christian. We can know all the things. We can say all the things. We can possibly even do all the things. But if we don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then we are not saved. We are missing out. We're missing out on the power of God. We're missing out on the Holy Spirit transforming our life. If we do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not about religion. It's not about making sure that we're all very good people, although we do try and be good. It is about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's where the power comes from. So if you want to no longer feel like you're being put down, or you're getting picked on, or you've been caught up in something that you don't want to be caught up in, if you don't want to feel like you've actually not had any substance, any power, any way of getting past this one little hurdle that you just can't get over, whether it's an addiction, whether it's a thought, thinking, whether it's an emotion because you just can't deal with stuff, the power of God is here through Jesus Christ. We can't earn it. But if we don't have it, then we may as well just pack up and go home. Because a church without the power of Jesus is useless. A Christian without the power of Jesus is useless. Now, I'm not sure if you noticed when the bushfires were happening that you'd see some videos and how powerful a lot of the fire and that was. It was huge, particularly when it was like the firestorm tornado-y kind of things. And you often speak to firefighters and they will talk about how it blows them away how powerful things like fire can be. We actually have the fire of the Holy Spirit within us. If you were to look at the flag, we've got it up on the screen as well as one over there. It actually says blood and fire. And both of those things come through the power of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Spirit. It's that resurrection power. It's that power that we have. So I've got two questions for you. One, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Saviour? Because if you haven't, I really encourage you to do that today. You see, we like I said, we can hear it, we can learn it, we can practice it, we can even do all these things, but if we don't have that personal relationship, then we're just faking it. And it's not going to help you. Not only in this life, but also in the life to come. And if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, are you allowing His power to work through you? Are you allowing His power to work through you? You see, sometimes we allow ourselves to be just left on the shelf, not plugged in, not charged up, and we just go dead. We're quiet. We just don't end up getting anywhere. Unless we let Jesus work through us. It's got to be His power, His encouragement, His joy, His love, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I can't do one of those things without Jesus. I'm not patient. Most of you guys know that already. Those who don't, you'll learn it quickly enough. Right? I'm not patient, not always kind, certainly not always faithful. If I'm not plugged in, even if I'm cordless, which I am in regards to this, right? If I'm not plugged in and charged up, then I just keep going about my day and I'll eventually run out. I will eventually run out. And that's where we see a lot of people just walk away from God altogether. They walk away from the church. They walk away from God. Some people would say it can even be a bit of the burnout that can happen in Christian ministry. If we are not plugged into Jesus, we've got a relationship with Him. We love Him. We might even occasionally pray to Him. We might even read our Bible. We come to church nearly every Sunday. All those sorts of things. But if we do not have a personal relationship with him, if he is not the most important thing for us, then we end up being uncharged. And we will run out. So two questions. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Saviour? If not, why not? Ask yourself today if that's something you want to do. And if so, what is it that he's wanting to work through you with his power? How well charged into him are you? What have you got to lose other than running on empty? And I don't ever encourage that. We're going to have a chance to sing together again. And this is a chance too for us to, if you want to, you might want to come and pray. You might feel like there is something that God has said to you this morning that maybe you weren't expecting. There might be something that you know you need God's power specifically for, a particular issue, particular person, maybe, whatever it is. There's places you can come forward and pray and kneel at, just at the front here. You can stand, you can kneel right where you are, it doesn't matter. But there is actually, when we're talking about the power of God, there is actually power in us surrendering, in us putting ourselves out of what we would normally feel is comfortable, sitting in seats, and either kneeling or standing and saying to God, I actually need you. There's power in that. And so as we sing this song together, there's that opportunity to come forward and pray or do it right where you are and see what it is that God has to say to you. Someone will come and pray with you if you want. If you don't, that's okay. Tell us to go away. We won't be offended. And just, see what God has to say to you this morning. Thanks.